tell me that's real.
Oh, no. I think it. The hair looks photoshopped, but the beard isn't. Bronco's not sporting a man bun, is he? Just saw somebody retweet something onto my timeline. Looks like Bronco Mendenhall's got a man bun, but that's got to be.
Oh, man, that would be great if that's true. Holy smokes, how awesome would that be? All right, it is your Cougar preview show right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. And hands, let's talk a little BYU and Army. Oh, no, never mind. Can't do it.
Why are you going to?
Well, I'd like to talk about, I mean, got a big win against Navy, and then you had a week off, and now you get another week off as the Army game has been postponed.
I'm bummed. I'm really bummed, man. I know I am excited, you know, that I get my Saturday because Rock plays. He's got a big game on Saturday, and Riley's got a soccer tournament on Saturday, so I can go watch soccer and football. And, you know, we have gone together on this tour. Well, really, it's been – I've been doing these pre and post for 14 years. This will be our 15th season. And weekends are always full. Football seasons are always full with me doing pre and post on game day. So it is kind of nice from a father standpoint to be able to go watch games and be there for the kids. But, man, I'm so used to sacrificing those weekends and watching and covering and talking about games, sometimes doing both the Utah and BYU pre and post on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And here we are. It is going to be perfect football weather. It is perfect time, you know, for BYU to take the field and go against an undefeated 2-0 Army team to try to see how good they really are and if they could defend that option attack that Navy put out on the field as well against Army and all the things that they did. And COVID gets in the way.
Yeah, COVID claims a game coming up on Saturday, BYU, and just to kind of revisit the situation here, and we talked about it, it wasn't a significant amount of positive tests, but it was enough that you take the contact tracing and you have to go back and say, okay, well, everybody that tested positive, who were they around? Who did they work out with? Who have they been in the general vicinity of? And those players have to be quarantined. And because of that, now those players are unable to play on Saturday, and that ends up making a game get postponed.
And I told you a couple of names, Scotty, that would be off the field if they would have played Saturday. And that's just, you know, two of the starters. And that's just a small group. That isn't the positive test. And I think some people are getting positive tests confused for those around positive tests and quarantining and tracing. What I would tell people is don't try to get caught in the details of all of it. You know, I think that there are even coaches on that staff that aren't fully aware of tracing, positive tests, antigens, all those things. You know, we listened to Kalani address the media, and he talked about asymptomatic athletes, and boy, this is kind of new. Well, asymptomatic isn't new. That's been one of the reasons of the initial shutdown of the economy, and that is something we're going to just continue to fight against. But he said most of his guys are asymptomatic, and so I think that these coaches, to a large degree, are just kind of looking what's in front of them, trying to keep their head down and work as much as they can. So I'm going to do the same. I'm not going to get caught in the details of who had it, even though I've kind of got an idea of how many positive tests there were and some of the players that would have been off the field with the contact tracing, not so much the positive tests. And it would have been ugly. What I get caught up in is, okay, well, now what?
Yeah.
Now what do we do? How can we fix it? Well, number one, let's announce the scheduling of another team on the day we have to announce that we're canceling the Army game. So we can try to keep some positive rhetoric going. We can try to throw a positive spin on this. Well, we got Louisiana Tech scheduled. There you go, guys. And what else can we do? Well, we can limit it to our certain groups. We go down to the number 10 or the number 5 or whatever we're doing, and we get those groups in weight rooms, and we keep them working, and that's what they're doing, Scotty. They're limiting all their exposure, and they're trying to limit their – and they're working. Well, what are you doing in life?
Just put your head down and go to work.
You'd go to work.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, you can't practice as a team. Okay, well, tell me what I can do. Well, you can practice in groups of 10. All right, let's get this scheduled. Coach New, come here. Coach Justin, come here. What are we doing in the weight room? How are we going to get these guys groups of 10s? Let's schedule this. If we got to go 4 in the morning until 9 p.m., I want to rotate every one of our guys and keep them lifting. If we got to clean every bar and dumbbell, whatever we got to do, that because that's all you can do.
Yep.
And I know that that's where Kalani is. And I do think that there's a level of shame and embarrassment that comes with having to cancel this game against Army. I'm sure that they're kind of ashamed and a little bit embarrassed, but it is what it is.
Yeah, you just got to own it. I mean, this has happened to a lot of schools. It's happened to a lot of conferences. And you own it. You try to get your team healthy again. And by the way, this is going to be a real big point to the rest of this football team, realizing we lost a game. You know, we were feeling pretty good. We just destroyed Navy. We'd been staying healthy. And I don't know, and you did a really good job earlier in the week. I'm not pointing blame at anybody because there's so many ways you can get this. Mm-hmm. It is really easy to pick up this virus. So I'm not saying any of these players were behaving badly or went to one of those dopey parties that we keep seeing videos of or anything like that. I'm just – but if somebody did do something or did something they weren't supposed to, then that's a great reminder for the rest of the team of just how quickly all of this can be taken away from you. Just like that. Because, you know, look, BYU fans were feeling good. I mean, BYU players feeling good. Like, they realize Utah's not playing. Utah State's not playing. Weber, Southern Utah. They were the one team in the state of Utah that could play. But just realize that margin of error is razor thin. And if you pick it up or somebody does something they're not supposed to and they bring it back into that locker room, it's all done. At least for game. And so now these guys ready to play a game, they have a game taken away from them. That Louisiana Tech game is going to get scheduled regardless. So I don't think this Army game gets played this year. It might, and I hope it does, but I don't think it will. And so now you went from having 9 games with Louisiana Tech, now you got to go back down to 8. And that's less film, that's less opportunities, mm-hmm. that's less stats that are available for you, and it got taken away from you. So you better not do anything that's going to put more games at jeopardy.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you another thing that these players and coaches are dealing with. Just guessing. Now you are dealing with the anxiety of, well, how good are we? Because we feel like we're really good. And we just took a game opportunity to prove that we're really good in a time where we don't have a lot of chances to prove that we're really good and that we deserve whatever end of season recognition that we end up getting. Scotty, I'm sure that there are players that are dealing with the thought of not now, not this year.
Yeah.
Not when we've got things clicking. We've got veterans across the offensive front. We got veterans in the defensive backfield. You know, you've got talent, you've got depth, and I'm sure they're dealing with the pain of not this year, and don't take this game away because this was our chance to prove against a 2-0 team that we're really good and we deserve postseason accolades. You're just not going to get that as much with the teams that remain on your roster.
No, you're not.
Or on your schedule. So I know, well, my guess is that those coaches and those players are really struggling with that aspect. Wanting proper postseason recognition and not knowing if they're going to get it. And now, you know, you throw into the wrinkle of the Big Ten coming back, and the Big Ten teams are going to fill those New Year's Six. The Big Ten teams are going to fill the college football playoff. The Big Ten teams are going to take the headlines and the top 25s. And you needed every chance you could to prove that you belong in a very good bowl game at the end of the season.
Yeah, to your point, Big Ten's coming in like, all right, we're back.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Ohio State, we're going to be top 5 again. So, you know, you're going to have to start pushing out some of these teams. And if you don't have a resume to back, your reasoning of being in that top 25. Those Big Ten teams and, you know, maybe Pac-12 teams are going to come in and start gobbling those up.
Well, the Big Ten team, they'll instantly grab that recognition because, as I pointed out in the very first segment, six preseason top 25 teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And now those teams come together and they prove it to the country. They already had the preseason recognition. They prove it to the country by taking on each other in conference play. They don't need to match up with an SEC team or an ACC team. They can prove it all inside. I'm afraid BYU's looking at the Army opportunity, as small as it might end up being, because who knows what Army ends up being, even though they are 2-0.
Yeah.
BYU really felt confident that they could take that scheduled plan that they put against Navy, tweak a few things, because Army does do a few things differently, and come out there and have a great performance and prove to people. Just beat down a 2-0 team. We destroyed Navy. They hope Navy can kind of rebuild themselves and look better in the games coming up. But now it's, you know, that gets taken away from you. That's a bummer. I'm sure that those guys are dealing with it. But I can also tell you that they're 100% committed to doing what they can now in the structure that they've been given. And they're 100% believing and committed to picking things up next Saturday. And like you and I pointed out the day that this was announced, we knew that they were going to continue to press on and try to finish out the season. This isn't waving a white flag. Oh, we're done with it. Well, you know, a couple positive tests. Look at that Orgeron. No. Orgeron's like, our whole team got it. Yeah, better call the paramedics.
Shut them all down. We'll see you in 2021.
Mashed taters.
And we've got to make adjustment. But I think most of of our players, but most of our players have caught it. So I think that hopefully they don't catch it again, and hopefully they're out for games, you know.
Wait, he said hopefully they don't catch it again and what?
Back for the games.
Oh, back for the games.
Is that what they say? Play overtime.
I think that hopefully they don't catch it again, and hopefully they're out for games, you know.
Oh, okay. Lloyd, official Ed Orgeron translation, please.
Hopefully they're not out for games if they get Thank it you. Again.
So, you know, Scotty, everybody's dealing with it one way, shape, or form. BYU's going to get through it. And to your point, they are committed. They see what's in front of them. They don't want to lose another one. That doesn't mean that they won't lose another one.
No, it's a very distinct possibility.
Yeah, it just means that they know what's in front of them, and they want to be able to play out the remainder of that schedule now, adding Louisiana Tech.
But you do know that you got guys there that desperately want to play, and this has got to be a wake-up call. And, again, I'm not saying anybody did anything badly. Some guy may have just gone to a fast food restaurant and just picked it up, you know, from just some total stranger. You know, it could have happened that way. But if somebody did do something that they weren't supposed to do or went to a party or whatever the case is, and then they realize, okay, yeah, can't do that again. And I got to mention, too, if you were a senior on that team, if you were Kyrus Tonga on that team, there's a lot of self-policing going on, right?
Oh, man. Yes. Are you talking about Kyrus policing his teammates?
Yeah. I'm talking, you know, if you were a senior on that team, you'd be like, okay, no. Let me tell you what's going on here, what you will do and what you won't do.
If you're a veteran on that team, absolutely. Especially if you've got NFL hopes. And especially if every game and every bit of film plays into your NFL hopes. If I'm Kyrus and I find out who went to those parties, or if I'm – now, those are the guys that are going to know and need to know. We don't need to know. We just know that, you know, that these problems have sprung up at BYU and they better be fixing them. Kyrus and Zach Wilson and James Impey and Troy Warner and Zane Anderson, those guys have to know who got it, how did they get it, where did it come from? Who's messing around out of the 120 plus, whatever it is? And we go to every one of them. This wouldn't even be a Kalani conversation for me. If this was my senior year, it would have been me, Chris Hoke, Brett Kiesel, Satema Nali. You know, if it's my junior year, it would have been Rob Morris, me, Hoke. It would have been a group of guys that, you know, we're all trying to get to the NFL. We're trying to improve our positioning, and you're going to screw it up because you got extra time on your hands, and you don't have to conserve your energy for the weekend?
Nope, not acceptable.
That's not how we're doing this, son. You're going to keep your mouth shut. You're going to stay in the dorm. You're going to tell whoever, whatever friends this weekend, you're not hanging out. Because you got to remember, Scotty, when we go on the road to Navy as starters and we take that, whatever it was, 60-something-odd traveling crew, there's 35, 40 guys that are spending the weekend back home without their veteran observation, without their coaching observation.
That's a great point.
Without the – and so, you know, when they head out to Army, or if they would have headed out to Army, when they head out to Houston – they better be very vigilant that the guys back home are doing what they're supposed to do. Because I can remember being a redshirt freshman, man. I traveled most of the time, but I think there was like 2, maybe 3 weeks I didn't travel. When the team would go and I was alone, I would focus very much on my schoolwork.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I got to laugh.
When the cat's away, that mouse is going to every party. And doing everything he possibly can.
Hey, but I can tell you, though, Chad Lewis or Itula Mealy or Dustin Johnson or Larry Moore, if they came to me and they're like, and I got COVID, and they're like, dude, do you realize you just got a game canceled for us? Do you realize we're going to stick you in a cold pool and maybe drown you? We might let you up just before you die. We're going to waterboard you because you are despicable. Like, I can't even believe that you're messing around with our juniors and senior years. You better get yourself in line, and it should be an eye-opener. And, yeah, I would have got myself in line because I didn't want to die.
You'd be like, whatever. You guys can't do nothing to me. I'm going to do what I want.
Touch me and I'll sue.
Touch me and I'll sue. Sue me for what?
I'll transfer.
Anz and Scotty, Mark's hanging out with us. We're live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4500 South State Street. All right, so you got 9 models here, 0% financing. And not just 0% financing, 72 months.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's going to save thousands and thousands of dollars on these vehicles.
On some of these could be $6,000, $7,000 just in interest savings. You know, we've got the Murano. We've got the Titan. We've got – I mean, we've got so many models in here, and all the trim levels all qualify for that 0%. That's free money, you know, and take advantage of it because, like I said before – if we had 0% interest on your mortgage, everybody would refinance because that's free money, right? No interest. So same thing on a vehicle. Don't pay any interest. Everything goes to principal. Pay it off faster and enjoy a brand new car.
What vehicles does that stand
for? By the way, that was a very Price is Right of you. Yeah. Brand new car.
I know. Right now, it's a brand new car. That was my other job.
Yeah. Rod Roddy right there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good poll.
He could never get that thing right. Yeah. Come on down, he had great, but he always messed up what the products were. Anyway.
Yeah, he did.
And also, you know, our Rogue right now, $199 lease for 36 months. What a great deal.
You get into what's your Rogue looking at? Like, was it $229?
No, we'll do this for $199 right now.
You said a Rogue for $199?
Yeah.
You didn't say a Sentra. You said a Rogue.
No, I said a Rogue. All-wheel drive. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's a Rogue. And you got to love the Rogue. They are a fabulous all-wheel drive vehicle. Summer or winter's coming up. Summer's ending. Time to get all-wheel drive if you don't have it because you went through – okay, last year you lucked out, but we know we're going to get one of those winters, right? And you're going to want that all-wheel drive or else you're never going to have your driveway. And $200 a month.
It's a remarkable savings right there.
Oh, that's a deal.
Yeah, let's make it happen. Come down here. Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4500 South State Street, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Joined in studio now by Riley Jensen, football insider, former Aggie quarterback.
I know how it works here, PK. You just go with whatever I say. You're kind of like the adversary. You don't really push against people. You just give them a nudge really, really far in the direction they're already going. So if I say you hate Utah State, you're like, oh, yeah, I can't stand those guys. You're just like the adversary. Beelzebub in studio.
DJ and Lucifer doesn't have the same ring. Sounds like a dangerous show, though.
DJ and Lucifer?
Yeah, doesn't have the same ring as DJ and PK.
It actually doesn't change the show at all. It feels exactly the same.
I'm a devil. What can I tell you?
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, thanks for making this part of your day. Live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4500 South State Street. Good dudes down here, ready to help you out with whatever you might need. I remember 0% financing on up to 9 new models. One of those is the Titan. So imagine getting that bad boy and for 0% financing for 72 months. Ready to rock and roll. Let's go. And it's the BYU Preview Show. We do it every week throughout the college football season. And there's been a normal year where you have a bye week and, you know, it's no big deal. You talk about where the season's at, but it's tough when you play one game, then you have a bye week, and then your next game gets postponed. I mean, how difficult is it going to be for a team to play another game and keep that same level of intensity after having 2 weeks off?
I believe that in this instance, they'll be okay. They'll get through it. They're all learning together. They're continuing to fight. They're going into this extended time with a really big win. Boosted confidence in each other. They all played well. They'll continue to practice and do what they can as often as they can. But they're going to be okay. They're going to get through this just fine. The thing that's going to be really important for them is that the coaches as well as the administrators keep them very informed with the remainder of the schedule. What I mean by that, Scotty, is pulling them in and saying, okay, look, everybody's in quarantine. We've set this stuff forward. We got Troy coming into our stadium. We need to have this date ready. We need to be back on the field at this date, and this game will go forward. They just need to see the light at the end of the tunnel, know what they're working for, have confidence that it's going to happen. Then they'll all stay committed. They'll all stay focused. Hopefully they'll do what they're being asked to do, and they'll play that game.
Yeah. Well, we had a chance to catch up with Bracken El-Bakary from that BYU defensive line, and first off, congratulated him on that big win against Army.
Man, it was a great time. And a lot of people have said that they could hear us from the sideline, and because there was no crowd, they could kind of hear the way the team was feeling. And that's just a glimpse into the way we felt about the game. It was a great time. We were all enjoying ourselves and having fun.
We got to start where BYU fans would like us to start, and more importantly, ask you how Braden's doing. I think everybody wants to know how brother's doing.
Good, and I hope they would. Braden's doing awesome. Him and his wife just bought their first house. That's one successful guy right there, and he's doing well.
That's good to hear.
That's good to hear.
Awesome. Always need a follow-up on the former Cougars. Bracken, obviously, you've already been coined the sack master. Come out of this game with a big sack. I was blown away. Five sacks against Navy is unbelievable. Did you guys go into that game thinking, hey, we're going to be able to get to the quarterback?
Yeah, we went into the game knowing that our game plan was to stop their run. Obviously, that's kind of where their bread and butter is. And as we began to get more three and outs and more three and outs and show them that we're a disciplined defense and that we were committed to stopping what we'd come there to stop, on the sideline, we started to realize that they were going to start throwing more than that they needed to, and that we just needed to keep that quarterback trapped, keep trapping him from getting out and getting around us, and that we'd work together to get those sacks.
The overall defensive scheme was just great, and I know that these are not easy schemes to prepare for. How confident were you coming into this game in that scheme that you'd be able to slow down Navy?
Yeah, we're really confident. We'd practiced a lot, obviously. You need to when you play an offense like that. But as you guys saw, we had multiple defenders for each of the potential ball carriers, and we were tackling them with or without the ball. There's several plays where you'll see the fullback get tackled, then the quarterback get tackled, then the pitch man get tackled. And we'd trained that scheme to be able to prepare for them. And I think we were all confident in it, knowing that we trusted our brothers to do their job. And even if the guy didn't have the ball, it was my job to tackle him, or Isaiah's job to tackle him, or whatever. And that we just, as long as everybody did their responsibility, we'd win the game.
So, Bracken, every single week I go back, I do a film review for the BYU games. I try to follow through and see what guys are doing what. And I tend to hand out Player of the Game awards just on Twitter and on radio. And Scotty can vouch for this. I actually handed out, 22 Player of the Game awards coming out of this game. I couldn't identify the defender that made the most plays. Did you guys hand out like a defensive game ball? Was there a guy that stood out other than yourself?
We actually always do that every week. We choose defensive champions, but just like you, we didn't really have a specific champion this week just because everybody played really well. If I were to give one away, I would probably have given it to Pepe Tanevasa. Really impressed with the way he played and filled the holes. But as a defense, the whole defense played so great that we all kind of received the award together.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, what's it like when you're with a guy or next to a guy like Kyrus Tonga, who just eats up a lot of space? What is that? How does that affect your job? Because I got to imagine they got to double him quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, a defensive tackle's best friend is an even better defensive tackle, and because a lot of times you can only double team one or the other, and it's so awesome playing next to Kyrus, because what you'll see oftentimes is even when he does get the double team, he still makes the play, which is impressive to say the least. So it definitely makes whoever's playing next to him, whether it's me or Zach or Lorenzo, it makes our job a lot easier just because how strong and stout that he plays.
Bracken, every one of my sacks, I didn't have a ton of them, so they were like my children. And I knew them, I named them, and I remembered them well. Walk us through this sack. Walk us through the play where you ended up getting a sack and making a big play like that.
Well, I would say with sacks, a lot of times you could probably agree, a sack doesn't come from any one player usually on most cases, because it's a whole defensive thing, and Coach Tuiaki really stresses the quarterback trap. And the quarterback got pushed to me from other players, and sometimes when they get sacks, I'm pushed the quarterback to them. So it was the pass rush from Kyrus and from Zach that pushed the quarterback towards me. So in all cases of sacks from defensive linemen, it's a group effort. Even when we bring some linebackers sometimes, it's a quarterback trap. So it's hard for me to sit here and say, oh, well, I put this great bull rush on him and I felt so much stronger than the offensive lineman, because in reality, sacks come from the group, and they come from the pack, just cornering and corralling and pushing the quarterback one way or the other. If there's a place for him to escape to, then nobody gets the sack. So that would be my answer to that.
Bracken El-Bakri right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. So is it difficult playing a game like that and now having to wait essentially almost 2 weeks to play another game?
Yeah. I would say we're football teams are kind of like, wolf packs. And once you taste that blood, once you get that kill, you just want to keep going and use that momentum. I feel like battle is all about momentum, and you just want to keep going. But we're ready to prepare, and we see the bright side in it, that it gives us a chance to really get to know our next opponent and get a good game plan going and again be ready to really show out.
I'm curious to know how many talks Kalani has had with you guys in this extra time off about keeping yourself out of big crowds, trying to limit or restrict yourself from, different groups of people and paying attention to who you're around. Is he really pressing that? And Bracken, do you think that the team is disciplined enough that they can stay away from that with the extra time off?
Yeah, I think so. I think the way that the offseason happened, the way with us not being able to lift for so long together as a group, and then finally being granted that ability, and then again with camp, with a lot of our friends and stuff on other teams, they're not able to play right now. They're depressed about it. And we see this as such a great opportunity that I think because of the way quarantine happened, we really value the time we have as a team. And we recognize that the small sacrifices of not going to parties, or which is easy for me to say because I'm married, but with not going out or not participating in some of these things, I think we see it as a small price to pay to see the field and to have that feeling that we did on Monday. So, yes, I think Coach has stressed it quite a lot. We talk about it all the time, that it's a selfless thing being part of a team, and it's a small price to pay to play with your brothers.
So you're an old married man now. How's that transition been like for you?
How's what?
How's that transition been like for you?
Oh, it's been great. It's been great. So my wife's on the track team. She's a thrower, so she knows what it's like to be an athlete, and we both have practice all the time and push each other. And back in the day when Braden was here, I needed Braden a lot to get that extra second or third workout in. Braden always prodded me. You know, I'd come home, it'd be late, and he'd be like, well, let's go hit the gym again. I'm like, dude, it's dark outside. We're good. We did it, you know. And he'd, no, we got to go. Let's go get a pump or something. And now that he's gone, my wife, being the dedicated athlete that she is the same for me. We both like to get out and get after it. She's very ambitious, so it's been great. Good for me.
Well, back in the early 2000s, there was a club off Main Street called Club Omni, and that's where I spent a lot of my time. And that's the way we had fun back in my day when we didn't have viruses to worry about. Where you guys have a virus and you're on restrictions and Club Omni is shut down, like, what do you do for fun now?
Well, like I said, a lot of the guys, I mean, we're together, right? We're brothers. I would say you'd be hard-pressed to find a guy on the team whose best friend isn't another guy on the team. So we do a lot of stuff together already. But I like to fish. That's what, if you're asking me personally, the Bracknell Bakery answer is I plan on fishing a lot and just enjoying myself and kind of not solitary, but just being out there. But I know a lot of the guys like to, you know, they play games together over the World Wide Web, the internet, sorry. A lot of the guys, you can still play Xbox Live and stuff with teammates and friends from other states through the internet. So I don't really play those, obviously, as you could tell. But I know a lot of the guys like to do that. But we're gonna be okay. We're gonna stay safe, and we're gonna keep preparing for this next game.
You know, back to being married to an athlete. Can you guys play a board game or anything without somebody getting upset? I mean, you got two really competitive people. I got to imagine that's got to be interesting on game night.
It is interesting. We're definitely both winners, and she is a winner through and through. And so, but it's fun. Sometimes people can see the competition as being a problem in certain areas. But when you talk to a competitor, and you guys know this yourselves, but people who like to compete at that thrill of winning and losing and dancing the edge. And I don't know, I love to compete so much. I know she does too, So we enjoy those situations, and believe it or not, we just barely played a game of backgammon that got really heated, and people are like, how can backgammon get heated? But, I mean, you're just sitting on the edge of your seat for every dice roll. You know, you're like, come on, I got to get this one. I got to jump this piece. So, no, it's great. It's really fun.
There you go. Great conversation, Bracknell Bakery. It was fun to get an update on Braden, too. Former BYU guy who you do not want to be on the receiving end of one of his hits on special teams.
No, the pocket O lineman. Remember they called him the pocket O lineman? I loved his brother. And I like Bracken's fight. I think that Bracken would be, put a little weight on and get him on the interior and just be a solid starting interior guy. You know, my biggest fear for BYU is their inability to get the pass rush. Now, I don't think that they currently have a team on the schedule that's got an offensive line that can set a pocket and a quarterback that can really sling it. But I think that that'd be the type of offense that BYU might struggle a little bit defensively. But as far as having to hunker down, take on double teams, and really stop a run game, I think that El Bakri can do that. I think that Tonga can do it. I think that Daw can do that. There are plenty of guys on that team that can do just that. And I've liked those El Bakri boys. I think they've been great additions. I know that they're high character. I know they like to have fun. And that was really cool to get an opportunity to catch up with him and hit a personal note with him, too.
I think family reunions with the Elbakeries could be a lot of fun. You might get beat up a little bit, but I think that's a good crew you'd want to hang out with.
That'd be a fun crew. That'd be a fun crew, but it would get physical. There's no question. You're going to have to be a tough dude.
Yeah.
You're not going to walk out of there. You're going to limp. You got to be tough.
They're going to make you feel that one.
I bet they've had. They know good food, too. I guarantee you.
I know. That's the thing. I'm sure there's some good food at that place. Yeah. All right. Hans and Scotty right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray. Love for you to come by 4500 South State Street. Beautiful facility, whatever you're looking for, whether you're looking for a commuter car, whether you're looking for a Rogue. And I'm still kind of blown away. Mark said you get that Rogue for less than $200 a month on a lease. That is insane. And those Rogues are beautiful rides, too. So take advantage of it right now. Tim Daly Nissan in Murray right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
Let's go!
The Big Show.
It's a big deal!
With Gordon Monson and Jake Scott.
We're talking with Matt Williamson, our NFL insider. Jordan Love went to Utah State, so he's got a lot of fans around here, obviously. But it would seem that the Packers picking him might have motivated Aaron Rodgers just a tad.
Just a tad, yeah. Rodgers has an amazing career. That being said, the last 2 years, he has been a good quarterback. He has not been a great player. And I worried that the end was starting to creep up to him, too. Didn't take as many risks as he used to. Didn't really adapt to the LaFleur offense that great in his first year. But maybe that fire under him now is just burning white hot, and there's nobody more talented.
The Big Show, weekdays from 2 to 7 on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
.97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans and Scotty, it is time for your major pain in the butt. Okay, I get it. We're in the middle of the BYU preview show. We did not get major pain in the butt in during the first 2 hours of the show. And we could step away from BYU football just for a moment.
Hey, but Lloyd brings up a really good point. There is a way that we could keep it all like BYU relevant, right?
Well, also, let me double check and make sure some of these guys are actually in there. So
are you going to take Mike Weir?
Yeah, if Mike Weir's available, no.
Yeah, same.
No, I'm not. In fact, I've got my guys.
But
in
if
order.
We make him required,
no, we can't. We're not doing that. No, no, that wouldn't be any fun at all. Let's just call this a Cougar edition of the major pain in the butt. But we have to get the picks in because this is a major pain in the butt.
I mean, we've been doing non-major pain in the butts.
Yeah.
So we have to do a major.
So I won last time we picked. So I get first pick, and I'm going Dustin Johnson.
Did I finish second again?
Yes.
Good luck with that one.
Wait, good luck with what one?
Man, Dustin Johnson.
This is like the only time Lloyd gets in your head. What, during this.
Yeah, why would you even say that?
No, I'm just saying good luck with Dustin Johnson. I'm sure he's going to tear up Wingfoot.
Don't let him do this to you.
Oh, dude, I want to send him a text that just says, hola.
Don't. Stop it.
Oh, Lloyd, don't be all taking the high road on that.
Be better.
It's what you sent to Scotty.
Well, I did not. I don't know what you're talking about.
Just because you deleted it later doesn't mean you weren't in the wrong.
Yeah. All right, Scotty, where are you going?
Just some of us can rise above it. Let's see here. I'm going to go.
Pick your golfer already.
I'm trying.
Just do it.
There's a lot of golfers
there's
to choose from.
A lot of golfers here. Gotten into you
come on dude
there.
This is worth 2 points. This is big time, man. We're closing in on the end of the season. Scotty's got some ground to make up.
You know what this means? He's not going to make the cut. Every time I pick him, he does bad. I'm going to take John Rahm.
All right, All right, Lloyd, your pick. Remember, it's snakes, so you got two.
Yeah, I am going to go Justin Thomas, and then I'm going Xander Schauffele.
I was going to take Xander just to mess with Lloyd. Here's another guy that usually performs very poorly when I pick him. Give me Morikawa.
I knew you were going to take him.
God. So I get two picks now, right?
Yep.
Perfect. I'm taking Beefs and Burger. Damn right. Beefs and Burger.
Give me Rory.
I can't believe I got it. The Beefs and Burger combo.
And no, who's the seasoning guy?
Lowry.
Oh, Lowry.
Yeah, Eat More Steaks was not.
Shane Lowry's plus 9,000 going into this thing.
I couldn't get my all-meat combo. Yeah, I'm not taking Lowry. But I do think that Bryson DeChambeau is going to have himself a nice tournament. And I think that Daniel Berger should be up there in the top 10 when this is all said and done. So you went Morikawa. You got Rom, Morikawa, and who?
Rory.
Oh, wow. Boy, you know what? So your picks are either make or break.
Yep.
All three of them.
Yep.
All three of them could go one.
And have.
And have.
Yeah.
Like plus 18 or minus 18. All right, Justin Thomas, Xander Schauffele, Lloyd, who you?
Go LT Gray, Lloyd.
No. Come on.
Go Finau. We could at least keep a local flavor on this.
I'm going to go with a dark horse here. I like to do that with my third pick. I'm going to go with...
the dumbest thing. Him and his stupid...
I'm going to go with Webb Simpson.
Yeah, because Webb's a real dark horse. He's a 25-1 odds. Webb Simpson's a real dark horse.
Right. There you go.
I like it, man. Those are three good teams.
Trying to think. I keep looking. I'm like, who is somebody that isn't picked very well but could sneak up there?
Oh, Fleetwood.
Yeah.
Fleetwood is always that guy.
That was definitely my second dark horse.
Fleetwood's, I mean, he's in the top 10.
He's been
10
struggling,
odds.
By the way. Like, he hasn't had, remember how good he was? Like, he just hasn't been that great this year.
Yeah, he definitely has his moments. Another guy that I could see doing something and making a move is Justin Rose. You're not asking for underdogs, are you? I mean, because he's...
We should put some money on Troy Merritt, the Declo Dinger, with plus 50,000 odds going into this thing.
He's 50,000 to 1?
Yeah.
So does that mean if I put $1, I win $50,000?
I think it's $100.
Jeez, man. Might be good to put a couple dollars on Troy Merritt there.
The old dinger. See how he does?
That'd be great to see somebody local like that make a push, do something great. I like the teams, guys. Well done. Scotty, you got John Rahm. I would have taken John Rahm second, but I am glad that I got the beef. And the bird.
You're pretty good. You're pretty happy about that.
I am. I'm really happy about my team.
You know what's weird about this one, by the way? We should be, essentially, it should be Father's Day this weekend. Isn't that kind of weird? I was thinking about this morning. Like, it should be Father's Day, technically. Where it's like the one tournament that I really get on Father's Day, I get to sit back and watch it. I get to really enjoy it and kind of get to do what I want to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not this weekend.
Not this weekend. Not meant to be.
Not today.
All right, Mark's hanging out with us. We're live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray. And look, there's you buy a vehicle, you want peace of mind. You want to know it's going to be on the road for a long, long, long time. And you've got that down here.
The warranty that is forever is what we've got for you. When you come in and buy a new car or used car, you get a warranty that lasts forever and unlimited miles. So as long as you own it, drive the pins off. It doesn't matter. You have a mechanical warranty on that vehicle forever, which is just incredible. And all of our new cars are qualifying. And probably 90% of our used cars, there's some mileage limitations, but 90% of them all qualify and you get that. Plus, worry-free sanitize. And I want to tell you about used cars for a second. Man, do we need them. First of all, we had a big Labor Day weekend. We've got to replenish our inventory. And so if you're thinking about trading in a vehicle, here's the thing. We're going to get, you know, that KBB number that everybody wants to get for their car.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that retail number. Guess what? We are really, really, really close to that on our bids when customers come in and have us appraise their car. They're great cars. Man, they get really close to that number.
Well, I tell you what, that's good to hear because I know a lot of people want to get that value. But you're, I mean, let's be honest, this isn't just altruistic. You need to build up that used car inventory.
Yeah, I've got customers that are, you know, kind of like almost standing in line going, I want this kind of car. Can you get me one? I want this car. I want this car. So when we see them come in, we're like, ooh, we've got people that'll buy those.
Yeah.
So we want to get them now, which means you get more money for your trade now.
Yeah, it's a win-win. Plus, you got 0% financing on these nine models on these new vehicles as well. That includes a Titan.
That's right. And 72 months on that 0% interest. So come in, get a Titan, save like close to, I think, $6,000 in interest on one of those. That's big money.
It's Mega Happen. Tim Daly, Nissan and Murray, 4500 South State Street. You're going to hear from Kalani Sitake coming up next right here on the Zone Sports Network.